Russia on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene is here, turning the next page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
When the affair of Demetrius began, it was impersonal. There was a criminal organization headed by this man, and I was a major of MI5 whose job was to run him to earth. But as it drew to its close, the criminal organization was gone. There was only Demetrius, and I wasn't working for MI5 anymore. I was after him myself. I knew why. It was for Haley Bergner. It was a curious thing. It had turned into a personal duel. I had Tom Cutts, Demetrius had Yachty Bloom, and between us both, there stood Haley. We'd come a long way from the forged papers traffic and the plane that took off one morning from the ruins of Berlin. We'd come a long way from the message that told us that the body of Karl Alexis Scammell had been found under the Ogartenstrasse rubble. We'd come to the point where Demetrius was in hiding at bay, and we knew who he really was. He told us when he put a letter for me in that trunk full of explosives. And now there was only one thing more to find out about him. Where was he hiding at that minute? He had to live. He had to show himself sooner or later, and every tick of the clock brought that crucial moment near.
We are staying to kill Gregory Keene, Demetrius. We are maybe staying forever.
Not while we have Haley to draw him to us, Yachty.
They are searching the ships, all of them.
We expected that.
Why don't we go? We are safe in Paris. We are safe in Marseille. Even in Berlin we are safe, but not here.
I won't tell you again, Yachty. We stay in London till our business is finished with Gregory Keene.
It's all right for you. It's fine for you. You want Keene because of Haley. You're knowing he is betraying us. He is getting the chance. Keene is taking Haley here in her heart. That's why you must get rid of Keene in front of her. And then hereafter, eh, Demetrius?
This is one occasion when you are completely right, Yachty.
But what about me? Keene is meaning nothing to me. Why, I am staying. Years I am with you, Demetrius. Years when you are not Demetrius. Always I am there. No questions. Yachty do this, Yachty do that. Always I am doing it. Now we are trapped like rats. You are saying, not yet we go while we can. No, not yet. First, I must pay Keene for stealing Haley. Never mind what happens to Yachty.
Oh, in a moment you'll have me in tears, Yachty.
You're making the joke. No joke.
And you'll carry out your orders because you have no choice.
Maybe I'm going alone. I am still escaping alone.
How? The moment you show yourself outside this warehouse, even your own poles would give you away.
The poles are not knowing I am anything but the black market in Soho. They are not knowing I am anything but forged papers to get them out of Germany.
Eustace Manninley knew. The word's gone round. Don't you read the newspapers? Look, here, see for yourself. Ex-Luftwaffe pilot murdered at Copperfield Heath Aerodrome. An international criminal suspected. Here, read it. It's believed that the murder of Albert Sarahoff, known as Reginald Jackson, has a bearing on the reported disappearance of a large cache of treasure looted during the war by the Gestapo. Scotland Yard and the Paris Sûreté are conferring on the possibility that the international criminal prominent in the displaced persons traffic attempted to leave this country with the treasure. It goes on and on, Yachty, and it's largely guesswork. Those poles of yours can put two and two together.
Some I know. Some I am giving papers. They are knowing how to get out of the country.
Make up your mind to it, Yachty. I'm the only one who can get you out of the country, and for the present I need you here. There is no way out for you alone. Do you hear me?
Yeah. Maybe we hang, all of us.
Oh, no. No, we'll never hang. If we can't escape, if even our own underground can't help us, they'll never take us alive. So let's hear no more about you making a run for it alone. And if we have to admit defeat here in London, we're taking Gregory Keene with us. That I swear to you, Yachty. Gregory Keene will be paid in full.
Oh, Keane, that's another ship off the list. Pour yourself another drink. Frayne's chaps are better at this routine sort of job than we are. You ought to know that.
I know it well enough, Colonel Fentress. But I'm still coming unhinged, waiting for word from either the fellows in Soho, Frayne himself, or...
Or Hady Bergner? No, man, I wouldn't count on that too much.
Why not?
Well, put yourself in the other fellow's position. Demetrius can't fail to be aware that someone put us on to Zarahov, and someone put us on to the loot at Victoria Station.
We could have found out about the loot from Fleur de Pont.
Fleur de Pont was dead long before Zarahov.
What are you driving at?
Only two people could have tried to betray Demetrius. Hady Bergner, or his hatchet man, Yossi Blum. Demetrius knows that as well as we do. And Hades, by far his likeliest prospect. So what's the conclusion? If Hades is still alive, she's being kept alive for a purpose. And one purpose only. Demetrius must know that she's communicated with you once. He could use her to communicate with you again.
If she's still alive.
In many ways, my dear chap, it'd be better for her if she's not. But nevertheless, anything we hear from Hades must be gravely suspect. There's nothing to keep Demetrius in London now but you.
I'll take that risk, provided it makes it possible for us to find him.
Oh, excuse me. Milo Fentress speaking. Yes, friend. Just a minute. The Hiram B. Atchison. And that's another one, Crowd. Yes, I quite agree. Most unlikely they'd have an American ship at their command. Yes, much more likely to be one of those odd vessels, you know the sort of thing I mean, owned in Greece, trading to the Orient, under Panamanian registry. Yes. All right, good man. Keep your chaps at it. Frayne's quite right. Time it took us to get authority to search these ships after Demetrius found Eustace Maninley on the docks makes it more or less a waste of time.
But we have to go on just the same. Confounded, Demetrius can't disappear into thin air. Fellow has to eat and sleep. Couldn't have many holes left after the Red Feathers Club, Bookman Sanatorium, and his ship.
Don't worry, we'll find him.
It's simply not on the cards that he'd have still another established hideout.
Now, look, Keane, do keep a grip on yourself. We're doing well. You know Yachty Bloom's losing his hold on the Poles. We've picked up whispers here and there in Soho. Well, the rats are leaving the sinking ship. So just relax, old man. And do help yourself to a drink or do something, Keane. You're getting on my nerves.
Getting on my own. If only we could get Hady away from them. If only I knew what was happening to that girl.
Yes, perhaps I shouldn't have... Oh, to the devil with you, Keane. You know as well as I do, Demetrius must have a good idea what she's been up to.
That's what's wrong, don't you understand?
No, I don't. The girl's taken her chances. She's had her eyes wide open since the time they knifed Hank Godowski.
But Colonel Fentress, I saw what they did to Eustace Manley. They don't like informers, young or old, black or white, male or female. And to Demetrius, Hades made herself the arch informer of them all. That's why I can't sit still, you understand that? That's why I can't get a grip. Where's that whiskey?
You would do better to postpone your revenge on Gregory Keane and think about getting us out of here.
I know how to get us out of this country when I'm ready. In the meantime, I would much rather solve a certain problem.
Oh, then solve it quickly and get us out of this ghastly warehouse.
How your attitude has changed. Until yesterday, I was Demetrius. I was still in command. Now both you and Yachty see fit to address me as an equal. It's a mistake. You've made two already, Hady. Shall I tell you your second mistake?
Oh, tell me anything, I'm past caring.
You care about this. Your second mistake was to tell Keane about Zarahov and the aerodrome.
I... You don't know what you're saying.
Do you deny it?
You must be insane even to think such a
thing. But I do. We're at the end of our road, Hady. We're beginning to turn on each other. Eustace Maninley was an informer. You remember how he ended.
After all I have done for you. After I went down and down into this morass with you, step by step.
Yachty was right about Fleur de Pont. You released her, and you contrived to get a message to Gregory Keane. Answer me, Hady. You betrayed me, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Well, there's only one way you could convince me. Yachty still does what he's told. He hates you for your beauty and your loathing of him. He hates informers. There is only one way for you to show us that you're still with us, Hady. Only one way.
I refuse to be afraid of you. I refuse to believe you'd turn on me, too, as you've turned on all the others.
I'm putting it up to you, Hady. You'd be floating in the Thames now, but for one reason. You can still show me I'm wrong.
How? Now, at the last, what must I do for you?
You're the only person who can bring Gregory Keane to me alone.
I knew it would come to this. I have been waiting for it.
You're alive for no other reason. You can buy your life with Keane.
If I refuse...
Think of Eustace Manningley.
You're the man who once said he loved me.
You are the woman I thought I could trust.
So, it has come to this. To save my own life, to save myself from Yachty Blum, I must smile once more at Gregory Keane.
If you've not betrayed us, you shouldn't care. If you care, it's an admission. What's it to be, Hady?
What do I have to do?
You will speak to Keane. You will tell him to follow his instructions to the letter. You will tell him to be at certain places at certain times. And if he does not, he will find you, Hady, as he found his other informer. That's what you'll tell Gregory Keane.
I knew what to expect. I felt I could see into Demetrius's mind. At that stage, there were 33 hours to go.
Hady takes a desperate chance in the next chapter of this story of suspense. Dossier on Demetrius.